Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Blast off. They're back. Two oldbies, as I like to say.
Wow.
Ari Shaffir and Peanut are here.
We sound good together.
Yeah, it's like you can have a cartoon show. Ari Shaffir and Peanut
are here.
And they're here.
We're just reading about crimes we should solve and then don't solve them. Just be like, oh man, someone should catch
smoke
that guy.
Smoke a bowl and just, yeah, just commiserate. I like
that's
it.
Great. I'm in.
Thanks for coming back, you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ari made a strange comment. Not strange, but you threw down the gauntlet on Twitter, saying that you were going to take a few days off just to come on the show and get extra fucked up.
Yeah, it's called responsible drug use.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to just follow your progress. So you went three whole days, like three nights?
It was a long time. I had a dream last
night.
You had
dreams at night, right? Yeah. Oh, those are back? I hate dreams.
Those are scary.
They're great.
You liked it?
Yeah. I was flying.
You think that's the downside to smoking weed, is that you don't get to dream?
No, because you don't notice it goes away.
Right.
Yeah, you're like, I dreamt of black velvet.
I didn't have dreams.
Black velvet every night.
Black velvet cookies. Yeah.
Did you make yourself fly, or were you just flying?
It was just flying.
Because you're awesome.
Yeah.
You were just doing it.
I was flying. It was one of those Matrix things. I think it might have been a long jump.
Oh, okay.
It's
kind of great, too. But it involved flight.
Yeah, I won't be dreaming tonight, so I don't know how it'll finish up.
Right. Well, yeah, tonight you're going to be in good shape, because we've loaded up all the bowls on the table with mostly sativa, but I put some indica into this boy right here.
Hell yeah, got a good mixture.
Yeah, so the sativa is called Starlight and the indica is Cookie Dough. And in mere minutes, we will tear into them.
What's this
like
then?
To smoke right at 420 when it's 420. I mean, it's not gonna be 420 here, but it will be 420 somewhere.
Ding, 420 somewhere.
Yeah, I think this is leftover from last week. This is Alice in Wonderland, which I forget what that was. I assume it's a sativa.
Yeah,
it says that.
Yeah, but today it's gonna be 420 in Salt Lake City, so all of our Mormon friends can smoke with us.
Here's the cool thing about Salt Lake City. They have a lot of Mormons, but they have a lot of people who hate Mormonism.
Of course,
And they are degenerates.
Yeah, no, I have a blast every time I go there. There's
great.
Plenty of nice, cool people there.
Even some of the Mormons are like, yeah, they go too far.
Yeah.
Like, I go to services, but that's about it.
I have a blast. It's not great that it's in a cold weather place. I don't like that about it, but everything else is cool.
Gives you more reason to stay inside and get high.
Exactly.
Or be funny or start a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always have great shows in Salt Lake.
We're doing
two shows this summer right after 4th of July in Vegas as I ingratiate my busy side.
What's the tour? What's the 311 tour? What's the 311 on the 311 tour?
We're starting up this summer. We're doing festivals here and there because there's a festival in every city and every state and every day pretty much nowadays.
Yeah.
So we're making the rounds and just getting ready for this summer where we're going to go out with Modest Yahoo.
Really?
For like 7 weeks.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
I don't mind Modest Yahoo, but I don't like how everyone assumes that I would love him.
But you do.
Yeah.
It's like when you talk about hip hop with your black friends, you know, like they should be on top of all of it. And love everything.
You're Fetty Wap? Like, no. I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man? Denver, of course, Mexico City, Guatemala.
Damn.
Lots of places in Canada.
You hang with the same bands on festivals? Like, do you like become friends with other bands?
No, not really. We kind of do our own thing, but we're friendly.
Yeah.
We're friendly if the fourth wall gets broken, like in such situations as this. Like if you're forced to sit down next to someone, you'll figure out that they're cool. But other than that, we kind of hide out on our own.
Yeah, okay. When you're on a festival with lots of bands, that'd be hard. Like with comedians, it's easier to meet everybody and or, you know, see who you want to see. And
probably less, slightly less hubbub, but I don't know. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of us when we move around. There's 20 of us. So and everyone's camp is kind of like that. And
don't you all eat the same craft food though? Same like whatever?
Yeah, there's a little bit of social, you know, grounding, but not always, and you never know. And I don't know.
Arcade Fire.
Yeah, they were jerks to us.
Hey, it's 3:20.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, my alarm didn't go off because guess what? It's set for 4:20.
But you paid attention to it because you're obsessed.
So yeah, you smoke anything you want, you guys.
How do we know it's what?
And we also have some, it's all sativa, all those ones in front of you. So just grab any one, unless you want to go right to the indica.
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do it. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
There's no water in here.
Cold water.
Yeah, we need water.
Oh, skills.
He's gonna take care of it. I when you start taking a sip, I thought you were gonna spit the water into the
I was thinking of it.
Great.
I know it's like get in there better.
Is that gross though, or does it matter? Like you don't really taste the oh, that is gross.
On a side note, turns out it's gross.
Turns out gross.
Turns out really it gross. Is gross.
I'm gonna steal some of my water, please.
Yeah, thanks.
Pouring some coffee.
Yeah, but here, just hit something so that we're doing it at the 20-minute mark. Here you go. Give you the little red.
I love the Benson lighter. Took those movies. Sorry.
I love the medical
thanks
skull.
Thanks for the plug.
Did it work?
Oh, this is good. Nice big hit.
Start off again.
Get back in the game.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to smash my mic.
Straight to the dome, as they say. Is it really hitting you hard?
Not yet. It takes like 2 minutes.
It does?
Yeah. You get it right away?
Well, if I hadn't smoked for 3 days, I don't know what that's like.
Especially after you cough.
Yeah.
You start feeling it in your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Eyeballs. Yummy.
Highballs.
Have you guys ever seen anybody green out?
I cleaned out. I didn't pass out, but I had to sit, you know, at the Comedy Underground in Toronto.
Yeah, see people
I had to
there.
Sit on a couch and they brought me a cold towel. But nobody said the words, just step outside that door right there.
Have some
you know
fresh
what I mean?
Air.
Fresh air gets you back like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they drag people out usually. You hear a thud. And you're
I
like
was just
stage,
sitting on like, a couch, like fucking, you know, really high, just like, oh man, this is crazy. You know, like almost like pass out, but I didn't actually pass out. But yeah, but it was, you know, that place is like, it's just everyone in the whole club is smoking, so it's just like
yeah, there's no oxygen.
Yeah,
I saw it last week in San Diego.
You got to crawl on the ground, you know, like when there's a fire, get away
get
from
the smoke.
Got a belly crawl. What happened in San Diego?
We were smoking out back with this guy in the La Jolla Comedy Store. It's an old door guy, David, and then he just goes like this, and my friend's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I looked, and I just saw him like, I was like, "Oh, I know what this is," but I couldn't react enough. And we were on steps. He went over and then smashed his head on a car hood.
Oh.
It was like, bam, didn't remember any of it. He woke up like, why are you guys on top of me?
Oh, because you passed out. And we know a good situation when we see it.
Still lucked out.
Yeah, I mean, it's smashed. I've never seen it happen that hard. He felt fine, though.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen a couple times when people have dabbed, they've dropped right after they dab.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's the first time they've ever done it.
Wow.
And we were worried he had a concussion. So we're asking him all these questions. He's like, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. And then we're like, oh, we're worried. And then we realized, oh, no, you're still super fucking high.
Oh, okay.
So it's like.
Give me a second. Yeah. We remembered you're dumb.
Yeah.
You were dumb before you fell over.
Yeah.
Who was it? Did you say his name?
David.
Can you?
Yeah, sure. David Liu used to be a door guy. Now he's back again.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
it was great. It was great.
I hope he's doing good.
Me too.
Yeah. Don't want to make fun of him for that. But.
What do you mean? Why would you not make fun of someone for that?
He hit his head on a car lid.
I know, right? God damn.
So did he hold it too long? Was it weed too strong?
Yeah, well, we researched it later.
Yeah.
I guess it's lack of oxygen, so it's just holding it too long.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. All I've really seen, because I've never seen that, and I've smoked a lot of weed in a lot of states and a lot of countries with a lot of people.
Yeah.
All I've seen is people get sick from it. You know, those, like, you know, reverse peristalsis.
Barf?
Yes.
Oh.
And that's pretty funny, too, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's over quickly. And then they want to smoke some more.
You had barf from smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, from, like, coughing.
Yeah, because it's already making you cough, so
right.
That could make you...
Yeah, the sensitive stomach.
It'd be like a gag reflex thing.
Yeah.
But the great thing, it was the bass player from the Wailers. And you know he smoked a ton of weed. Just his legendary smoker.
Oh, okay.
70-year-old dude.
70-year-old?
Smoked with Bob Marley a million times. Get this stale ass shit out of here.
I'm like just trying to be like, whoa!
That was pretty cool.
Neato!
Fireworks.
Yeah, when you call it stale ass shit, I was like, he's gonna hit that stale ass shit?
I never understood the stale thing. I'm always like, but it's still good.
That'll make you cough.
Even if it's not good.
Right, well, it's like, you know, shotgunning somebody.
Yeah.
You know? That works, right?
Yes.
Both people can get high that way. If I had a girlfriend, we'd do that. Really save a lot of money.
That gets old so fast.
Right? That you have to out every hit. Yeah.
It's like, all right. Ugh. Just learn how to use a lighter, idiot. Why are we dating?
We have Hempwick always standing by for people that don't want to, you know, the butane from the lighter situation, but I don't.
Too much.
Explain it. Go on.
What do you mean?
So you light it and you put that into the bowl?
Yeah, you've never done Hempwick before?
No.
Holy shit. Nice. Wow, he's lighting the whole thing on fire.
And then
hand goes on fire.
You're just supposed to light an N like a fuse in Mission Impossible.
One way to go.
Yeah, that's great.
3 days, motherfucker, 3 days.
What do you think about us setting off the fire alarm? Is that possible in here?
Have you not yet?
No.
Second show.
But that was
nice.
This is like Havdalah.
Well,
for Jews.
Like I was saying, we used to have Hempwick on the set, and people could use it if they wanted to. But yeah,
that was a 4 year
nobody
supply.
Ever. that was a lot of Hempwick.
Still going.
It's still going. Yeah. It's submerged in water.
That's how strong the Hempwick is.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. I love it.
Butane doesn't bother me, but I'm like almost all digital now and all with the oil and everything. I never even fuck around with the flower anymore. I like it. I like it when I run into it. I like it for this show. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I was taking a break from instead of actually not smoking.
Yeah.
Peanut, what's the most illegal country you've smoked in?
Oh, I like this
question. That's a good question.
Is that in here somewhere?
I want to say Japan because they'll totally fuck you up for that, but...
That's the worst thing about Japan.
Indonesia is probably the
truth. That's where it's.
They would chop your fucking arm off.
But you haven't been to Indonesia.
Yes, a couple times.
Did you smoke there?
Yep, yes.
And you just didn't smoke or you
no,
did,
I did
anyway?
I did. Wow. I did. We ran into it.
And you were like, fuck it.
You can run into it anywhere.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Right. Well, like if somebody just passes it to you and you take a hit, then they're not going to chop your arms off for that.
Well, you're in a similar situation. You're in a dressing room backstage, like, we have some very crappy weed. Would you like our extremely? I was like, yes, I would.
After a few days, you need it.
Totally. Just the exotic nature of being in the middle of nowhere, basically, or you know, from my ideas.
But what about Japan, though? That seems like the most fun place where you could do pretty much anything and get away with it, except for smoking weed.
Yeah, it's a little scary. I remember walking around a hotel, finishing off what we had the night before we had to fly, and thinking that for sure we were like being watched and followed. And again, it goes to the nature of smoking shitty weed and getting paranoid. But the laws are all getting
better. Because the weed isn't good there.
Yeah, well, you know, they're growing it in the basement, underground, three levels deep, not telling anybody with the passcode. It's just, it's so scary.
I was in Hong Kong and I found weed and it was good. And I'm like, how'd you grow this? They're like, we had it shipped from Los Angeles.
FedEx,
why do we grow it?
That's great. That's smart. Why not?
It's so funny. A lot of your stories end with the person responding to you and making that face. Like, what's wrong with you?
That's my move to the hoop.
Well, you just get that a lot, you know, because, you know, you ask it perfectly. It's not a crazy question.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But yeah, that's on here on the card. I always like to ask riskiest place, or not always. Obviously, I don't do anything always, but...
They told me in China that, because I just didn't know what it smelled like, so they were just like, everyone just smokes outside.
Wow, really?
It's just only an expat drug, so like they don't really worry about it. But it's still super illegal.
Yeah.
I just think everywhere that sees a profit possibility is going to flip and, you know, be pro-pot.
It's so funny. We should have seen that coming, that money would be the thing that broke down the barriers.
Because also the thing that holds things back.
Everyone's like, we got to help these people in wheelchairs. And people are like, fuck those people in wheelchairs.
But it's also, it makes a fuckload of money.
But money,
Money opens a lot of doors. The thing that holds things back, the thing that holds things back is religion. And religion's just grown to not give a shit about it. You know what I mean? Like, it used to feel like it wrong for some reason.
Oh, right.
You know, to religious types.
Every seed and, you know, fruit, it's in there.
I asked,
be real.
That's what I'm saying. It's natural.
I asked my rabbis about it, my Orthodox Jewish rabbis in Israel. And they're like, it's not as bad as gluttony. Not even close to that.
Yeah, it's not even.
Yeah, they're just like, it's a waste of time. That's the most they can give you.
Great.
Yeah.
Except it makes everything more beautiful.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it's on the same level as Nintendo. Wasting time.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Some people in their lives want to waste their time. That brings them some strange form of pleasure. I'd sit and play video games for hours and hours. I used to do that. And then it wasn't even like a decision. I just suddenly stopped doing it. How you doing?
Yeah, that's what a few days. I'm feeling out.
We got to go to a break. They gave me the signal to go to a break like 20 minutes ago. And
Before the show started?
My sunglasses on for the entire act that time. This is so much fun. We'll be right back, you guys. We'll see you in a minute or two. Hey everybody, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh no, when you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus a free extra gift, so sensual, we can't mention it on the show. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, they're not kidding. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type get Doug for the offer code, one word, get Doug upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use the offer code GetDoug at AdamandEve.com. That's GetDoug at AdamandEve.com.
We're here. If you're just joining us, we had a brief glitch on YouTube where we were out for a minute or two of the live stream, and that was while Ari was showing people. And you can go back and watch it in the archive. Ari was just demonstrating the wonders of the hemp wick.
You get more fire
it's
that
It's a delightful
way.
Product that he really enjoys working with. So go back and watch that, or if you're watching an archive version to begin with, then you already saw what happened. And
we're admitting our weaknesses.
Yeah. I like to bring up all the flaws. Dirk Bowman Jr. got on Twitter. Ari Shaffir, what's the best gift you've received from a fan? I think we should all answer that one.
I guess DMT.
That's a good answer. That's a good gift.
Yeah. I was going to say a handmade wallet, but I think the DMT.
What was unusual about the handmade wallet other than the handmadeness?
It's got some picture. Oh, it's got
a picture on it? You have it on you?
So probably the only reason I remember is because I just got it. Otherwise, whoever got me something a year ago,
tiny.
Those memories are gone.
Yeah. And it's like a girl, hot girl on there?
Fits in my front pocket. It's in my back pocket.
It's like, much better there than on your mud flaps because you don't have a... So,
and how was the DMT?
Yeah.
Pretty great. I didn't quite break through to that other side. Uh-huh.
You weren't talking to anybody?
Uh-uh. But
you're just observing.
Still more to come, I guess. Have you done it?
I've done like the light schedule one where everything just turns into a fractal and everything's super fucking funny. But there's no there's no journey. It's just like mescaline times 100 and it was fucking incredible.
Wow.
A lot easier to deal with.
Mescaline. Times 100.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but fast acting.
And you've done that wouldn't...
Yeah.
And you talk to like crazy people or not crazy?
No, I haven't done the heavy duty like schedule 2. But I'm into it.
DMT with PNUT.
Yeah, that's another part. That's right after.
It's just so cool how fast you're in and out. It's just unbelievable.
I started to. I had these weird like big caterpillars like that big with those shapes and they were looking at me. But then I guess they were like, nah. You ain't coming. It's left me there.
You got to come back for more.
Wow, that sounds horrible.
What about you guys? What have you gotten?
What gift?
I've I found weed and I just stuck with it. You know? I don't know what I'm missing.
What was your best gift from a fan of the show?
I was going to say best gift from a fan is that they enjoy what I do.
the laughter, the laughs.
But yeah, you know, I just like having fans as a gift.
Yeah, no shit.
You know?
Anything free is kind of fun.
They showed up, maybe bought a ticket to something, maybe bought something from one of our sponsors. Yeah,
the repeat customers is always fun.
That's nice.
You know.
I met my wife at a show, so I could kind of say that. It's my favorite kind of experience, favorite gaining.
They gave you a wife.
I got
that's
a wife.
That's probably the best present. Yeah.
Did you say my wife?
My wife.
I forgot.
Sorry.
Missed it.
Sorry.
Did you forget?
Yep. I usually say, well, yeah, it'll happen.
I'm high.
He likes to talk about his wife.
What you have there.
Yes, what is this? Tell us about this.
It's our grassroots uplifter pen made by the stoners in 311.
It says 311 right there on this cool package.
But the cool thing is it wasn't just made by the stoners in 311. It's made by our lead singer who's obsessively, you know, techie and has made sure that this has come out as good as it has. And me and Chad and Tim, the smokers in the band.
Nick Hexum is the, like, guy that was really on it.
Yes, he's the spirit.
He's got a diamond in the front.
That's right, a real one.
That was, you know, one of the greatest honors of my life when you guys were on that cruise and you were singing Who's Got the Herb and Nick sang my name into the song.
It's the magic of music.
Yeah, it was so good. All right, so tell us about this pen. So you guys are putting this pen out in the marketplace.
Yes.
How soon can they get it? Where can they get it?
You can get it from L.A. Speedweed right now in town.
Oh, boy, if you're in L.A.
How you like that?
I know that guy.
Yep, good people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hella entrepreneurial.
And then it's just going to start popping up everywhere? Is that the plan? Washington State?
Yep. We're trying to...
Colorado.
Got the West Coast kind of covered. Working on Colorado. Just waiting for more legalization. We put the true CO2 oil in it on the side.
What does that mean?
It means that there's no butane. You know, and then as it says, that what you can't see.
No additives,
no dilutes.
No, yeah.
We made it as clean as possible, as pure as possible. Didn't want to reintroduce the terpenes, which is the flavors. Just kind of leave it alone. Let it be what it be. And Doug fucking loves it.
Can I also just say that it's a bonus gift. The lettering is raised.
Yes.
So that's fun
the
to
packaging.
Touch
yeah.
When you're high.
Yeah, and you can't.
So keep that going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you need a blurb from me. You can just put Doug fucking loves it, peanut, and then below that in parentheses,
my what?
Nods in agreement. Doug Benson.
A satisfying. Yeah, perfect. Done. Consider it done. Yeah, it was fun to put together. It's one of those things like making our beer, just like tasting. Testing and tasting one of my favorite things over and over again to try and make it right.
Did you do that?
A really fun thing. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we made an amber ale last year, and it's great. It's a little light, but this pen is perfect. Came out great.
You want to trade? Is that what you're saying?
Nope.
All right.
You get that one. You get that perfect one.
Oh, okay. The pen in general is perfect.
Yes.
Not the one you were holding.
No.
Thought you gave me like a...
Less than.
Nope. Prototype.
I wouldn't do that. You're sweet to invite me back.
I was with Diaz and he smoked on a plane once.
What happened?
Diaz smokes on a plane. He doesn't give a fuck.
He does not.
He just goes like this.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You want to go to the bathroom? Why?
I sat next to a guy once for the entire flight, and I think it was a tobacco one because it was just, he was way too like worried about being caught for it to be weed, I think. Because he would, you know, he'd be like this and he'd take a drag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd just see him like sitting there going.
But it was poor.
It could be a guy, no pen in his hand, just weird behavior. Because he'd just be like.
I had to blow into your shirt. It looked like you caught fire.
You know, it's like so hard to get away with. So little bits of smoke would come up and, you know, and it was dark in the plane, so that helped, you know. But I was just like, I could not figure out which what it was, whether it was nicotine or weed. But he just hit it so often that I just think it's nicotine. Because those people, you know, once you have it and you're getting away with it,
yeah,
you're going to smoke like crazy on the plane if you've got a nicotine pen.
Somebody in the front row in a show in Toronto once, in Thunde, he was smoking. And I was like, are you smoking one of the vapor pens right now? And he said, shut up, narc. Fair enough.
I at the right venues and places, I get past, tons of stuff from the front of the crowd.
Speaking of gifts.
I just stand there and hit it in front of all
in front of everybody?
Cops and stuff, and it's just like, I feel crazy when I'm doing it, but some places are just, you just know they're cool.
It's more trouble to fuck with you than to,
it is.
You know,
it is a lot of
trouble. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
Just let it happen, let it wash over. It's no worries. Be Real smoked every night on stage with Cypress Hill.
Yeah, every city. I went out and smoked. I got to smoke on stage in Atlanta, you know, where it's like, I don't know what the rules are now.
I think they encourage it now.
Decrim? It's been decrim there?
You helped make it happen.
It was rewarded.
When I was there hitting their giant, like they've got like a 12-foot bong. They have to like take two breaths just to get a hit. You guys know about Jash Fest?
Mm-mm. Jash what?
Jash Fest. What are you?
Fest.
What do you have, a hearing problem?
It's
a perfect name. It's easy to say.
Spell it.
Jashfest.
Oh, it is Jash Fest.
Jash Fest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be easier to say if we smoke a little more.
You were just making fun of my speech impediment. Getting Down with High is going to be live streaming from an Airstream trailer at Jash Fest in Palm Springs, April 2 through 3. And I think if you have a VIP ticket, you might get to come sit in the trailer with us for a few minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. And you can get 20% off your tickets by going to bit.ly/DougJashFest. Also, just all of that rolls off the tongue. Easy to remember. Nobody watching right now is high. It's going to go great. But there's lots of great stuff going on at Jash Fest. Is there a jashfest.com, basically?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Daniel says yes. So go to that, you guys, to see the powerful lineup.
What's there? Who's the lineup?
I'll tell you some of the ones I can remember. Sarah Silverman will be out
great.
There.
Great.
She's funny.
You know?
Yeah.
Reggie Watts.
Great, also.
Will Damn. Be there. Rory Scovel.
Awesome again.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, no bad ones
they're
yet.
Killing it.
Yeah.
No, it's real good. Wait, are you going to say if I hit a bad one?
Hell yeah.
Bad
Brody
one.
Brody Stevens.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I don't want to go there. I thought to, and then I was like, no, that's the one guy you can't even joke around with.
No, don't do that. He'll tweet about it in a Starbucks.
I saw Reggie Watts stand up a whole crowd at Bonnaroo.
What?
Got them all up, just with his music alone.
He's pretty
great.
He's a pretty brilliant. Talented guy. I'm glad you went back to that.
That's his looper right
he's
there.
Gonna
he
be
uses
there.
That same looper that's on the third shelf behind the cameras. The green little box, same one.
Oh.
Whoa.
See? I mean, I didn't. No one told me. I know that's his device. I've watched enough videos. I did a looping thing for our big show a couple weeks ago in New Orleans. I looped the song "Get Lucky" by Daft Punk, did all the parts and did a similar kind of Reggie Watts kind of thing. It was fun. Line six, make great stuff.
Can you loop like the nonsense Benson says all the time on the show?
You can do anything. That's what Reggie proved, is you can just be Bobby McFerrin in a different body.
I love
body.
How chill you are right now, though. You're like, it was fun.
It's totally cool, it's a great fun. Device.
It's a great thing to do.
Is this
love
the,
it.
It's really his?
Green.
I'm going to steal it. I'm going to steal the fucking shit out of it. Reggie, I don't have your pedals.
They get lost for some other reason.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. I'd love to see it hit that show. I've never seen that show.
It's pretty rad.
I'm trying to think who I'll else bet. Is going to be out there. Todd Glass is going to be out there.
Great again.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. They should have Todd Glass and Brody Stevens go on stage together.
To the desert.
Oh, you're getting references.
Scroll,
all right, thanks. Mike... Just going to be a big ad for Jash Fest.
Yeah,
rush. What?
It's crazy, you guys. All Michael right. Cera, Michael Tim Sarah's Heidecker, Eric Warheim, of course. Tim Heidecker and his band. Brett Gelman, Kate Berlant. Like, it's too many to... This is ridiculous. Just, it's crazy. John Doerr's going to be out there. Johnny Pemberton, everybody loved him in Ant-Man as the guy.
Kristen Schaal.
The guy in the ice cream store.
How was Ant-Man? Was that good?
Ice cream customer. I liked Ant-Man, yeah. I had a good job at that one. I had a good time at that one. I got a good handy while watching Ant-Man.
You need to hit a bowl.
Jonah Ray's going to be there.
Because now you're just playing with the computer.
Mr. and Mrs. Matt Besser are going to be there. I know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it if you don't catch it.
The lineup is packed.
Huh? Yeah, there's lots of crazy, and that's not even, there's also music, too, lots of music acts. And
you guys should come.
Yeah, come on out, you guys.
When is it?
It's in the desert in a couple weeks.
Oh.
Palm Springs.
Perfect time to do mushrooms or something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You are.
Look into it.
Incredible.
We'd love to have you out in the Airstream trailer for a little bit. So the show from there is going to be, I'm going to smoke with all my guests that just kind of come through and visit.
Yeah.
Like an open house.
Oh, nice.
Open trailer, but it's going to be, I'm going to smoke the whole time. It's going to be 4 hours and 20 minutes long.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea, man.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I can just keep smoking. It won't be a problem.
Yeah.
Let's see, hasn't been smoked yet.
Are these all it's different bowls? Is that the deal, but the same weed?
Yeah, I put some indica in here, but if you want some more indica, you can, it's in the grinder.
Okay, well, what are the questions you got
there? Load something with it. You want to try the Gandalf, that big long thing?
Yeah, I did.
Already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It hits long.
How about the Lebowski, the bowling pin?
I have not tried that.
That's a fun one.
All right. Oh. Strike.
I think people have to endure the sound of that thing tipping over at least once an episode. There's just something about the weed table where shit doesn't stay standing up.
There's a lot of shit.
We got our big 420 show coming up too, by the way. I'm sorry about all these plugs, but there's so much going on. Alex Theater in Glendale, like 300 people have already signed on. The place seats 7,000 people. Glendale, California. So if you're anywhere in the area, come to that. bit.ly/GDWH420. Let's get into pot topic.
Yeah.
There's been no substance. It's been all fun and no substance.
Oh, yeah. So what are we talking about for pot?
Well, the Supreme Court this very day, today.
Gay marriage.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
They rejected Nebraska and Oklahoma's lawsuit against Colorado because those other states were trying to take down Colorado.
It's so stupid. I'm so embarrassed.
Right next door.
I'm so embarrassed for Nebraska.
Yeah,
like,
they were
going to sue you for voting this way.
They were claiming legalized pot was spilling across the border and interfering with their anti-drug efforts.
Oh, yeah, well, it's too bad, motherfuckers.
Yeah, same see how good
fireworks.
See how many less murders and shit there are going on over here too, while you're trying to stop it.
Totally.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, it's totally decriminalized in Nebraska too. They're making it sound like it's a big fucking deal, but it's, you know, it's like a parking violation.
And it's always been like that.
It's not like it's demonized. It's not a big fucking deal, and it never has been. It's like,
yeah, that's where you guys came out
of. They don't want it legalized, or at least the people fighting that fight. It's hilarious.
Is it just them cracking down because of old people?
I don't know.
I just can't believe there isn't a comedy club called Omaha Ha's.
There's your legacy. Your legacy.
That's what's always going to happen. The states next to the ones that have it are the ones next ones to get it. It's like a fucking infestation.
It'll be civil rights. Half the states will do it, and then the whole country will go over.
Well, here's another pot topic.
Pot topic.
Bam.
Legal marijuana had $5.7 billion in sales last year. And that's just in the four states in D.C.
God, that's fucking awesome.
What?
By 2020, marijuana sales are expected to be $23 billion.
Wait, the sales were $5.6 billion?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Sales. So tax would be only part of that, but still. That's only a lot of money million? For those places that are allowing it. They're allowing people to pursue life and liberty and happiness.
They don't really crack down on anybody anymore. Like, anywhere.
It doesn't feel like it. You still see on the news every once in a while they'll find a pot farm or somebody's whole house.
But
nobody's
smoking it, I mean.
Oh yeah, a guy just smoking it. And they'll move along.
They'll chase you off the property.
Or here's a ticket.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you ever gotten a ticket for weed?
I did once, and it had a court appearance.
Did you go?
Yeah, it sucked, yeah.
Where?
Laughs.
It was in Ohio.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've told it before on the show, maybe not, but yeah.
They just ticketed you?
Got a ticket, and the cop, even before handing out the ticket, was like, hey, don't worry, it's just a ticket. It's the first thing he says.
Keep your anxiety.
Like, they're
down.
Not even trying to check us out to see if anything else is up. It's just the security at the mall called the cops, and they have to come when mall security calls.
You're smoking in a mall.
They even looked at the security's tape. We had to stand around and wait to verify which ones of us were smoking, because two people said, we weren't smoking, we were just standing there. Which, like, I guess it's not illegal to stand next to someone who's smoking. And they looked at the fucking tape and let those two people go.
Justice in some small way.
Video of justice. Way.
But the ticket was like $100, and I also got a thing saying I was $100? Banned from that mall for 60 days or something.
Banned from a mall. those assholes.
But you're like, oh, but I had to return these.
I did have to
sketchers.
Do a show there the next night, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that happened anyway. We managed to sneak that one by them. But yeah, I got to tell the whole story sometime somewhere, but I haven't.
Did you feel like embarrassed? Were you like, what are you guys doing?
They were embarrassed. They were embarrassed. It's just paperwork, and then, like, you know, they just know we're all going to, none of us are going to be like, well, that really turned my life around. When I got that $100 ticket, I had to stand in front of a judge and say,
why'd you have to go to a judge?
I won't do it again. Huh?
Why'd you have to go to a judge if it's just a ticket?
It's a ticket and a court appearance. When the guy said, don't worry, it's just a ticket, I was like, phew.
But it wasn't.
And then, and a court appearance. I had to, like, stay an extra day there to make the court appearance, and also had to appear on a day just hoping they could fit me in, because of my scheduled date was, like, several days later when I had to be somewhere else for another gig. Mm. Like, you know, at a point where another gig is like, you're really sweating it that you might miss a gig, you know, financially. You know, now it's like, you know, now when there's weather or something, I'm like, well, we'll postpone, you know, it'll be fine.
I had jury duty and they said that I might have to be there for 7 days. And I was like, oh no, they told me 3. And they're like, yeah, it might be 7. I was like, no, I can't do that. Like, you got to come back again. I was like, whatever. Yeah, I can't do that.
So how'd you eventually get out of it?
I just went again the next time. I had to waste all day that day and then I had to go do it again. But they're pretty understanding. And this other guy, he was like, I can't sit down. I have an itch. And I can't sit down. It starts. I'm going to the doctor. That's what he said. He's like, I've got a doctor
appointment. I haven't gone to the doctor yet.
But I got this itch, and I can't. It's actually happening right now. If I sit down too long, I get really itchy all over my body. And then the judge, she was like, so then you stand up, it goes away? And he was like, yeah. She goes, okay, so you'll stand during the trial.
Stand all day.
Yeah. And then he's like, this is way worse than before. I have to stand.
Right. Well, if I had to stand during a trial, I would, like, kind of, you know, tap dance, shuffle a little bit all the time. Do something that's so distracting that they, you know, beg you to sit down or get rid of you. Yeah. Because can you imagine standing all day? I mean, I guess the bailiff or somebody might have to, but that was the funniest thing is that I was just sitting there in the courtroom watching a lot of people, like, it was mostly just, you know, delinquents just getting caught with probably minor drug offenses. And I was just waiting for, some lag time when they could fit me in. So I had to sit through a lot of it. And there was this one clerk walking around, this cute girl in a dress, and I just, like, that became my thing, was sitting there, you know, well, this sucks, but at least I'm watching this girl walk around. It's not so bad.
Yeah.
And then I'm walking down the hall after, you know, saying to a judge, I promise I'll never smoke weed in Ohio again. I'm walking down the hall and I hear Mr. Benson, and I turn around and it's that girl. She chases me down and, like, gives me her number and is like, I want to come see you do comedy sometime. And I've seen her a few times since. Boom. It's so weird. The judicial system, you know what I mean? Like, that's not how it's supposed to work out.
That's way better than what would happen in Thailand.
Yes, way better. Cool. We've learned that. We've learned that here on Girls Don't Want Dildos. I swear I probably read that one before. Goddamn, we're high. Gonads descend when handled. That's enough of that. I think we have to go to another break. Is that right? Damn. This is just flying by. How are you doing, Ari?
I'm pretty high, but I'm feeling great.
I'm the kind of high where it feels like I didn't smoke pot for 3 days.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm doing real good. Be careful with the poke bowl. Oh, my yeah. God.
I don't need to handle it.
Guy fucking kills himself on a poke bowl on my show. I mean, the numbers would be great.
That would be through the roof on the replay more than the live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everybody'd have to see that
one. Yeah. If it was just like, nah, and just straight through the eye, single white female.
Want to see a magic trick?
I think it's just the nature.
No, guys, I did it wrong.
It's the nature of this thing that the most viewed episodes are the ones where the person got too high.
Oh, really?
A little bit, yeah. Or another way it goes is people that are really great at it. You know, the people that get like Joey Diaz. He doesn't really change. He just goes. He's like a Nirvana song. He's got the quiet part, and then the rah, 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 and then he's quiet again for a while.
And it's funnier than shit.
And it's pretty much, consistent.
Yeah.
And never, when he comes to life, it's never not hilarious.
He calls me every day, and every time I pick up, he goes, "Why are you avoiding me, cocksucker?"
I always have a hard time thinking of those, but there are some people that just fucking, they have a joke, and it's maybe just for you, or maybe for everybody when that person's in that situation.
Yeah.
And they're just like, some of the funniest things are just something somebody probably says every time, you know?
Just for one person.
Yeah, or for nobody, you know, like, as they're walking away from the situation. Like, when people say my wife in front of me, nine times out of ten, I'll scream out my wife, and the other times I won't because I missed it, I didn't catch it in the conversation, or I'm somewhere where it's just like this would not be appropriate to just suddenly do that. But I've done it some places where you probably shouldn't. But the one I'm really dying for is to be in some sort of interview situation with Sacha Baron Cohen. Because if he says something, I'll be like, hey, aren't you married to Isla Fisher or whatever? Like, just try to drive him right into saying it. And then if I yell my wife at him, he will first of all be like just annoyed. And then, but people will be so happy that happened. All right, so one more break and then it's going to be magic time, so stick around, you guys.
Hey, internet, you like funk?
You like Satan?
Come on down to Jash Fest in Palm Springs, see Tim Heidegger's big band.
And a lot of other actual acts. Listen, Tim and Eric are proud to be a part of the first annual Jash Fest in Palm Springs.
And I'm going
to
be your personal festival concierge.
And I will be shaving this big bear Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on the main stage. All the hair is coming off. It's April 2nd, 3rd, and all the dates. Let you see you then.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Wow.
Yeah, Steel Panther, we gotta follow up on getting them to make us Return from the Break music. They were on recently, and they were terrific. 2,007 people watching at this point.
Hey. Yeah.
People have been like, get in here. Ari Shaffir is losing his mind.
Oh, wait.
What happened?
He's
limping off.
He's almost mobile.
He's grabbing his backpack. I don't like any of this. Oh boy,
yeah.
Some really...
Okay, when people do good things, you gotta get it up for them. Payday, finally, bite size. They've done it, you guys. They've done it.
No more worries.
Since I was a child, I've wanted this.
Finally, you gotta give it up to them.
Yes.
Bite size paydays.
They're amazing, they're just like a payday,
but
they're not
size.
Too much.
Yeah.
It's a little payday.
Yes, if you guys want some,
sensible
they're here.
Payday.
All right.
I understand.
Snacky bite. That's
amazing that
just
you bought
just a bite-sized piece of payday. Individually wrapped
would be nice. I love that they exist.
But this is fine.
I was never a regular payday fan. I wasn't a payday nut, if you will. But they look like the, little
sponsors.
Versions of it. Yeah, let's get them as a sponsor. And of course, those Corn Nuts barbecue flavor. Let me get a gander at that. Let me look at the ingredients on the back.
pure flavor guy.
There's, you know, neither corn nor nuts inside the
package. That is marvelous.
It's pretty good, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
And just the right size.
If you like those, I bet you those are perfect.
Doug, what do you guys eat? What do you guys eat, Peanut?
Oh, I like the sugar level in these.
When you get high.
It's very low. It's zero.
You get the munchies or stuff?
I don't eat anything specific when I get high, but what I crave, brownies. But I'm good at avoiding them as of lately.
Just don't have them in your house.
Just keep them away.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah.
My refrigerator's got water in it.
So.
Because the ice box is leaking.
Yeah. So you don't use it?
I heard him laugh, so it reminded me that I should be queuing this next part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are good and high. Have some more if you want, or participate, which I think you often have to do with this. It's Gabe time. Time for a magic trick.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guys.
What's happening, Gabe?
Not much.
Oh, God. Last time this hurt. Last time this hurt my brains.
Then you can help me.
Oh, pick God. A card. God, card. Not again.
All right, memorize it. Show it
Don't
to that
make
camera.
Me memorize it.
Do your best.
Can I look at it?
Yeah.
This will help verify whether it's true or not what you're saying.
That's perfect.
Okay.
But it's not.
You can just put it right there.
No, I don't like that.
Show it to the camera? Oh, yeah, wait, show it to the camera.
You're like, don't.
Too late, motherfuckers.
All right, I'm going to cut it back into the deck so it's fair. Shuffle the cards. Oh. Drop those ones.
These are all suspect moments right now.
I know.
This is a diversion. You can tell it's already questionable.
All right, this is how I'm going to find the card in an interesting way. I'm actually going to send this first ace down into the deck.
Right.
Just like that.
Nice.
The second one, I'm going to do something similar, like that. Turn my wrist.
Yeah.
We go into the center. Two cards, one in the middle.
Nice. Hell yes.
Perfect.
Hell yes.
Beautiful. And we almost got it in the frame.
Yeah, we almost got it. I saw that. He just loaded out of frame. So he's like, hey, no one, look what I'm doing. Oh. I'm definitely not taking the card and taking it out and putting it back in.
Love
those
it.
Corn nuts are good. Delicious.
That was a good part of the show.
Those corn nuts aren't bad, right?
Yeah.
I'm back into them. There's a renaissance for old style.
A little
things.
Too crunchy for a podcast, I think. But
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's probably.
I hope the meat's down to me crunching on them over there wasn't in people's ears.
Yeah. What are you like munching on? You're saying nothing because your fridge is broken?
I try not to keep stuff in the house if I can, but you know.
Trail mix, something boring.
Or like, you know, trail like you'll mix, go on yeah, like at that. Midnight and they'll a give beer. You cookies or some shit.
My munchies are beer.
Yeah.
I just take anything like baked goods that people give me or something, I just turn around and put them in a prize bag.
It's dangerous.
Because you don't want
I mean, not the ones that got weed in them, of course. I wouldn't give turn around and give that to somebody.
Oh, okay, there you go.
But I just try to discourage people from bringing me gifts. Like we said towards the beginning of the show, just being a fan is plenty. You know, you don't have to bring me things.
I just want
but
your
what
attention.
Did you say people were bringing you?
Dimethyltryptamate?
Well, you want more of that, right?
You know, whatever. But yeah, it's always nice if somebody makes something for you or does something for you. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very nice.
Even if you can't use it.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's the issue sometimes. People give me, like, paintings.
Oh, really?
I'm like, have you seen the size of my luggage? Not necessarily of me, but definitely themed in some way to me and my life.
Washy-washy.
Somebody sent me a good one that I tweeted, didn't send me, but gave it to me, but it fit in my luggage, so I took it home with me. It's like, it's this artwork that's a bunch of different kinds of styles, and it says, tell the truth across the top, and it's got a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's face on it.
That's not
and
bad.
Then there's a Pac-Man like thing coming to eat his face, but the Pac-Man consists of lots of little pictures of my face. So, nice. Yeah, as you can imagine, it's fucking nightmarish, and you have to say thank you.
Yeah.
For giving me this. And now it's sitting like it's sitting in my house. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Terrifying you.
I might put it up on the wall. I noticed, though, backstage at Largo, they've got lots of crazy artwork that seems like fan-generated and stuff. So I was thinking about maybe seeing if they want to put it up there, but I don't know. I don't even know if it would qualify. Let's do your plugs, you guys.
What are you doing, Ari?
Well, the one I've been thinking about the most is like right in here. Just like
plug,
this region.
The hair plug?
Yeah.
Nice.
Thinking about getting them?
It's like, I want that just mohawk back, but fashion. It's gone. There's a gap.
I tell you, if you were more Jewish, is that the way to say it? The yarmulke would cover that thing. The yarmulke would cover that perfectly.
Oh, right.
You know, it's like kind of built for a guy with that. That's going to happen.
Still have the mohawk.
I had it recently.
Maybe kind of.
If it's real short.
There's no such thing as a, like, I've seen them when they're trying to wear cool looking ones or like ones with mouse ears on them or something.
In high school, girls used to make them, crochet them for their boyfriends with the team name, high school team name on it and their name on it.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was like a sign of love.
Endearment.
I like it.
Yeah. I never got one.
That's what I was waiting for. Well,
that Fuck might you, be a, that's just an example of the kind of stories you can hear from Ari on his late night show. This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central. New episodes are Tuesday at 12:30 a.m. and that's Eastern and Pacific. And go to arishfear.com for tour dates and to listen to his podcast, The Skeptic Tank, which I've been on a couple of times and enjoy very much.
Hell yeah.
Dude, this I got to talk to you about for a second. We're going to go long, you guys.
Oh, God. Get a drink.
You just saw a film called Keeping Up with the Joneses with Jon Hamm and Zach Galifianakis and Isla Fisher, who is, as Sacha Baron Cohen would say.
Yeah, it's Sacha Baron Cohen's wife, right?
Yeah. What would he say, though?
I'm just setting you up for it.
No, you're not.
You're trying to steal my thunder.
What's that? Did you say? What did you say?
I said wife like four times.
No, that doesn't count.
I don't know. The game is played.
It's easy. Well, that's the thing. Is it? If it's just the word wife, I'd really be in trouble. But it has to be my wife.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But directed by Greg Mottola, who did Superbad, which is awesome. What do you do in this movie?
It's like small part, but it's my first movie. It's pretty fun.
And
Galifianakis was cool.
Your scene is with him?
One with him, one with somebody else.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great.
It was fun.
You didn't get to work with Ham?
I saw him around.
Yeah, nice guy, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
While I was there.
I know firsthand. He's a nice guy.
So where'd you film at?
Atlanta.
Cool.
Yeah.
So where'd you see Bob Dylan at?
In Atlanta.
What
at, oh yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah. It was the Buckhead something? Mm-hmm. Buckhead Theater?
Performing Arts? No.
Yeah.
Buckhead's like an area.
And yep. I saw Matt and Kim. Yeah, I saw Matt and Kim in the same place too.
Yep.
The whole thing was fun as shit.
That's great.
Yeah.
Atlanta's a lot of fun.
It just happened, right?
Mm-hmm. Miss Pat got me a spot on a Black Knight room.
How'd that go?
Not great. He brought me up as this next guy's from Nebraska. his name was like Aaron Johnson. It was something like that. And I was like, it's me? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
I can do that.
Oh, man. Don't forget to subscribe and like to this thing that you're watching right now. We want to have 420,000 subscribers by 420. It's doable, but I don't think we're going to make it. We need 32,884 more subscribers.
We can fucking do it.
We can do it.
Come on.
It doesn't cost you anything. You don't ever have
subscriber
to. You can
drive.
Ignore it. I don't think anything bad will happen.
Subscriber.
We might send you thousands of emails.
Where do you play in Atlanta?
I got his card here.
We're playing two nights in Atlanta. We used to play the amphitheater that's changed names 100 times.
Yeah, now it's probably Verizon Wireless.
It was Hi-Fi Buys forever, and then it was Aaron's, which was kind of nice because I could pretend that I owned it. The 12-year-old in me. It's like, this is my amphitheater,
name, guys. Aaron.
But we're playing a place called the Tabernacle 2 days in a row this summer, it's a church, like a 100-year-old church.
Rogan did a special there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House of Blues converted it for the.
It was a church.
It was a church forever. And House of Blues converted it for the Olympics, I believe.
Converted.
And it's just amazing place to play. Converted it.
Yeah. Came a synagogue.
Words. Word fun. That's cool, you guys.
Nice job.
Me and Ari are connecting over Atlanta.
You really are.
You don't like it?
I like it.
You're jealous.
My uncle took me on a tour there because my mom grew up there and stuff. And he goes, here we go.
More Atlanta.
They used to have a trolley that went down the street. He goes, now in those days, the black people had to sit in the back. And I was like, wait, how old are you? It's like 70 something, man.
I'm sorry, but I got lost in this statistic that's on Peanut's guest plug card.
Fascinated by my stats as you make yourself cry.
We got high so long.
We need more sugar. These are great.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm sold. Nick Hexum,
Nick Hexum, who's the lead singer of his band, recently ran up the stairs of the Empire State Building in 16 minutes and 2 seconds.
What? Wait.
And he raised $21,000 for
how many flights of stairs was it? It was like,
how many is in the Empire State Building? Anybody but Daniel.
He went up in 16 minutes?
It was like 84 flights of stairs.
He went up in
84?
Something like that. 16 minutes?
Huh? Mm-hmm. What did I say? What? 16 minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm. In 2 seconds.
He was the fastest person doing it.
How long does it take like a person
it was
just
for
walk
charity.
Up
his for cancer.
20
cancer
minutes?
Research. It was amazing. We're all very proud of him.
He's a superhero. Fuck? That's crazy fast.
Yeah, just upstairs, up,
killing
just
yourself.
Going,
just killing yourself.
Record's 11 minutes.
Record is 11 minutes.
11:57. 12 minutes to go all the way from the bottom to the top of the Empire State Building
on your feet.
So how did 9/11 happen? Don't let those people get down in time.
Yeah, why weren't they?
Okay, 12 minutes.
Why weren't they working in that building? Tall buildings should just have the people who can run down fast.
Down might be faster.
Yeah.
That's gotta be.
Yeah.
Gravity, right?
Isn't well, that right? Yeah, especially if you know how to slide on those poles.
Yeah.
We got stats. We got more stats. We got some stats.
I got some great ones. You launched a beer, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
311 Amber Ale. I love the sound of it.
I like amber.
I'm sure it's a delicious beer.
It is. It's great.
Is that everywhere?
No. Everywhere is a strong word. We're working on it. We're working on
don't
putting it
so
in
cans.
Don't
be so harsh throwing around everywhere. Should we send people towards?
You should send them to the future
what
when
part
we
of
figure
the
out how to put that in an aluminum can that they can open up and it'll keep it fresh and cold.
All right.
But we're working on it. Our finest minds.
All right.
Shouldn't be too long. Because it's just in kegs in Nebraska and Florida, but it's chasing us around all summer. So if you see us on the road, more likely than not, something that we never thought would happen, you know, with the monopoly of alcohol and concessions and all that, they're like, yeah, go ahead, you can sell your beer all you want. It's great, complete turnaround that we would have never expected. So it's great. So if you're ever in a band, make sure you stick around for 25 years because crazy shit like this happens.
Takes 25 years, though.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, I could learn an instrument pretty fast, I think.
I'll help. You got friends. You got high friends.
You guys got a 6-week U.S. summer tour. That's June 29th through August 14th, and you can just go to 311.com for dates and tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, the other thing that's on the card, this was on 311 Day, which is March 11th every year, 25 years as a band.
Whoa, yeah. God damn.
Yep, it's crazy, it hurts my head, hurts my brain.
God damn.
Yep.
Yeah, and how many songs did you play on those two shows you did for 311 Day?
84.
84 different songs.
84 different songs over 2 days. It was fun.
Was that all your songs?
No, we got 250 songs.
Damn, yeah, so many songs.
Yeah, we played... We do that show every 2 years, and we played at least, I think, 50 different songs from the last time that we played that marathon show. So it was, you know, we're trying to give the people their money's worth.
Fuck, that's cool.
Yep, it was fun.
Treat your friends right.
Yep.
I've never not had a fun time at one of their shows. I may have, been way too fucked up to remember anything, but it sure is fun.
Can I put a plug in?
Plug it.
Yeah.
That Storytel show, there's not happening.
I was going to do mine, but what about it?
It's on YouTube. If you YouTube.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is not happening playlist. You see all the videos, like mm-hmm. the 65, 70 of them. So just go on there and just waste work all day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Who needs it?
Yeah, when you run out of my shit, go over there.
San Jose Improv this week, stand up on Thursday, Doug Loves Movies on Saturday. Also, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies for the first time ever in Greenville, South Carolina.
Nice.
On Saturday, April 9th. And then I'll be back in good old Portland, Oregon, the weekend of April 23-24. DougLovesMovies.com. Did you think of another plug?
No, I've been on it. Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, yeah, you've been on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won once. I thought I had to figure it out.
Oh, God, it's so hard.
You guys have, yeah, you've both been on there. The web store is open to get blue cards, t-shirts, mugs, these very expensive mugs.
Can I suggest a merch for you?
Oh, okay.
Replica weed licenses from Dr. Doug Benson.
Oh, my God. That'd be, why would I want to have that out there?
What do you mean?
Fake weed license.
I mean, not passable. Like a clearly Doug fake one.
But even if it's clearly fake.
Well, maybe go to medical school then, so you can sell this merch legally.
Boom.
Like, people have me sign their paraphernalia all the time.
Yeah.
And when they do that, I always say to them, you know, if you lose this, I'm going to get it. You know, somebody's going to give it back to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because your name's
on it. He's got my name on it. Because I just write my name on it. I don't do a signature.
You just write in, like, in letters?
Yeah, just in block letters. I mean, like, it's kind of signature-esque, but you can read it. I just don't get why, when someone asks for an autograph, if you just scribble it on there, then, well, why don't they just do that themselves and tell their friends? Yeah. Because Joan Amos signed that.
No, because it's specific to that person. The regular letters, anyone could do that.
I still write their name or something. It's still me writing it.
It's almost always a picture nowadays, too.
Selfies. I love the selfies. When the people hand the camera off to someone else, only bad things happen. Right?
Yeah.
Selfies, you get to see the picture as you're in it. You get to see what's happening. And
no one has the same cameras as anybody
else. It's close up, so it's just faces. Like, these shots that people get, like, then they put them on Instagram where it's like there's head and foot room on your picture. You know,
you're a terrible artist.
It's people's whole bodies just standing there, you know, having just met outside at a line outside the comedy club. Oh, what does that mean? It's really 4:19. We went around, you guys. Let's smoke at 4:20 California time.
There we go.
This is exciting. I don't think that's ever happened. I'm glad you guys, I appreciate the no signals saying, you know, you really have to wrap it up. They're going to just let me go.
Hell yeah, man. You got to 420. You did it twice.
I'm down to, I only have two cards left that I have to do.
Doug, when your mom, when you were little, said you could accomplish anything, and then, do you think she thought of this double 420 bang bang we had?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to be honest.
It's her loss.
But she's never been against anything, really. Like, she's always been pro whatever I want to do, as long as it seems to be working. Then there's nothing to worry about, really.
That's fair. That's nice.
Sorry about the crunching, you guys. Corn nuts are way too loud.
It's real.
But they're also just right there in front of me. Okay, it's 4:20, so I'm going to hit this.
Mmm. Thanks for having
you
me.
You good? Can I get you anything? Yeah.
No, I'm straight. I'm really enjoying the snack.
Yeah, have the last one. I had three. Doug's not going to have any.
Mm-mm.
He's being wise.
Celery with some hot sauce if you're looking to eat healthy and munch.
Just out of nowhere. I'll try it.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. I haven't done it in a long time, but.
You a big sauce guy?
Sauce?
Sauces, yeah. You always throw a sauce on everything.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a tapatio.
I do. I'll do a soy sauce.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For some.
I'll throw that onto something.
You like
sauce on my sushi or whatever.
Yeah.
You like that marinara sauce? That's all right. You know, if you're going Italian or having a meatball.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
Sauce.
Maybe both.
Sauce, and
we got
some poutine.
Happy 420 West Coast, and
we love you.
The next show is going to be Wednesday, March 23rd at 17.
At 17:05.
At 17, we'll see you at 17. 7:15 Pacific time. Let's break it down. 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain.
And it's total mystery.
I don't know why Arizona's in mountain time. I guess they have mountains, but
can't get it together. This is the concession. They didn't want to pass Martin Luther King Day, so instead they say we just won't do the daylight savings.
That's why?
Yeah. That was their pushback.
That's it. They're West Coast time now. I was just there.
Yeah.
Thank you to Peanut and to Ari Shaffir for being here. And thank you guys for watching us. And we'll see you next Wednesday.